Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mpunisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Lovely. This is Pastor Sinetemba Bonagele. He is our guest for today and the rest of the week, and he's been here to answer our questions. I'd love to encourage you, if you have your own question, he's here. And if he's not here, we'll find another pastor, but not to worry. All your questions will be answered. Our question for today, Mpunis, is how does faith address the issue of pride versus self-confidence?
All right. Am I still audible, Naye?
You are perfectly audible, Mfundis. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just a disclaimer. I'm standing outside now for network purposes. So okay. If you hear cars and other things. All right.
That's all right.
Let's get into it. Firstly, I'll describe what confidence is versus what pride is. Then we'll look at what faith then says to these things.
Right.
All right. Now, confidence is believing in one's ability and self-worth. Normally, confidence is seen as a positive trait. But when we look at confidence in terms of from the Bible's perspective, confidence is not just about believing in yourself when it comes to the Bible, but the Bible links confidence to God's strength and ability. Mm. So you trust what God will do for you, through you, or with you,
right?
Rather than just saying in myself, I can do this. Mm. Now, when we go to the other side in terms of pride, pride is normally linked to your status or accomplishments. And it normally leads to arrogance or a sense of superiority over others. And so when we look at pride, it is normally linked to those to a superiority complex, to say I'm better than those ones. It is normally linked to a level of arrogance. And so the Bible does have a few statements on both these issues. Remember, I said with confidence, the Bible is mostly linking it to God or what God can do with us, for us, or for us. So when we look at verses, for example, I'll give you one verse which says, pride goes before destruction. Mm. The Bible, when warning against pride, seems to suggest it would lead to destruction. When I'll give you perhaps one about confidence, you'll see that when it talks about confidence, it says perhaps in Philippians 4 verse 13, Paul talking about having the strength to face hunger and having the strength to, when situations are nice, to also face having plenty. And then he says, I can do all things through Christ. He has confidence because of Christ who strengthens him. So confidence biblically is almost always linked to what God can do through you or for you or with you.
Okay. Come with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, Mfundis. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about when I'm pointing you to that verse. And for everyone else, please read it with me. It reads, we are proud that our conscience is clear. We are proud of the way that we have lived in this world. We have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity, especially towards you. It was not by human wisdom that we have lived, but by God's kindness. Now, I'm reading it in the God's Word translation.
Yes, sir.
He seems to be talking about pride there, and I don't see him suggesting that pride is a bad thing.
Thank you very much. That's an interesting version. but what I like here, as we know with pride, whether in the Bible or outside the Bible, it's
right.
about exalting self.
Right.
But here, when Paul is exalting what God is doing, and so you can immediately see that this is not in any way the same as our definition of what pride is.
Yes.
Or what we say a proud person is.
Right.
You know?
Right.
A proud person would normally exult with himself and say, "I am proud in myself that I did this, and right. no one else helped me."
Right.
But Paul here is, and so in that case, I would say, if ever there was a type of pride we should have, that's the type of pride we should have.
Yes. And I'm glad that you picked that up, Mvunis, because I read it in that translation intentionally, because I was trying to bring into our conversation the various permutations and the dimensions of pride. Surely we can't say pride is always bad.
If it is exalting self,
yes.
it is always bad.
For example,
if it is used in this context,
yes,
I see nothing wrong with the usage.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we are against is conceit, not pride, because you can be proud of your children, and that's a positive kind of pride.
Yes.
So
yes.
what we are against is the negative, not the positive. So pride in and by itself, in its constitution, is not a bad thing. It's when it's applied negatively, that's when it's wrong, is it?
Yes. Okay. And I think the Bible speaks mostly to the negative pride. For example, it would talk against people who are not humble.
Right.
So that's the negative sense of pride.
Right,
isn't that?
Right.
It says perhaps in James, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble.
Right.
So it's in the negative that you are not showing traits of humility.
Right.
And
right.
therefore God is opposing such behavior.
Right, right. And even in that issue of one's own abilities, Mfundis, for Paul to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he doesn't say Christ can do anything through me. So the mentality of the person living in the year 2025 would prefer Paul to say Christ can do, so that this person doesn't feel that Paul is proud when he says I can do all things. But the moment he says I can do all things, then there are some people going to say, "Hey, Paul, it's not you who's doing it." And then Paul says, "No, but I didn't finish. I said I can do all things through Christ." And then there would be a bit of a discussion with a 2025 thinker, as opposed to a holistic thinker who understands that pride in and by itself is not an evil thing, but it's the way in which we apprehend pride and how it came to us in the year 2025. Your take, Mfunis?
It's in fact confidence in God.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the Bible, whenever we talk confidence in God, people will say I.
Yeah.
But you will read then afterwards, you will say it's God who's enabling the
I
to do this.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to both pride and self-confidence, what differentiates it in terms of the pride we ought to have, or the self-confidence we ought to have, and the one that we ought not to have, is the link to the God narrative. Is
right.
God linked to what you are doing?
Right.
And so we would then submit that in terms of both pride and self-confidence, it is dependent on who or what drives this pride.
Right. And then let's talk about the Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And this is a negative statement. A negative statement is in that it says, "I do not." It would be a positive statement if it says, "I am." Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a negative, it's negatively phrased. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." So if we accept that this is in the negative, what would be a positive? Wouldn't the positive be to say, "I am proud of the gospel"?
Yes. It would definitely say that.
Yes. So effectively, again, in this context, as he's writing to the Roman believers, he is encouraging people not to be ashamed, but to be proud of the gospel, isn't it?
To be proud of the gospel.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So again, pride here in this context, which is slightly different from the one we were talking about earlier, is still not a bad thing.
Exactly, as long as it is God, as we are agreeing, as long as it is God linked,
right?
I don't think even pride would be an issue. The issue is that when you self-exalt and remove the creator, for example, when you say, like Lucifer, perhaps, I want to make myself better than the Most High. I am better. I see myself as long as I say, I am proud of this. I am proud of what God has made in me.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a negative.
Yeah.
And as something that we should be afraid of.
Yeah.
But the Bible simply suggests to not use pride in the negative.
Yeah.
In terms of having pride, that is bringing negative effects on us.
Okay, so then if we could read the one that comes before it. So verse 16 tells us, I am not ashamed of the gospel, but verse 15 gives us some context, which is the basis of my next question. Verse 15 says, that is why I, Paul, am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. Now take note here, he's not bringing in the spirit here. He's not bringing in Christ. He's talking about him and his abilities.
Yes, his ability to preach the gospel.
Yes. And there is
which
no...
is God's way of salvation.
Yes. So here, he is proud of his abilities. There's no God there, imagine, involved. No spirit, no Jesus there. He's talking about himself now. He didn't even say, that is why I am so eager to preach through Jesus Christ. No. He doesn't bring that. As he said, by grace, he doesn't involve Christ like he did initially in the verse we were talking about before. But here he's talking about just him. Is he proud in the wrong way here when he doesn't involve Jesus?
It's arguable if it doesn't involve Jesus, because he's talking about the gospel, which he says in verses 17, it is the power of God to save.
Yes,
and so he's very eager to preach that gospel.
Yes,
in other words, he's very much enthusiastic.
I'm okay with that.
Another word would put it.
Yes, it is that it's that eagerness, that self that I'm talking about, Mfundis. Here he doesn't claim that the eagerness is given to him by Jesus. Here he is speaking solely and exclusively about Saul. He is talking about the Benjamite here, not the spiritual apostle. He's referring to a Benjamite who has been given the ability to do X, Y, or Z, like the erstwhile Saul, who too was a Benjamite, if I'm not mistaken. So here, he's not being spiritual at all. He's literally being carnal. That is why I am eager. I am eager to preach. Of course, he's preaching the gospel. He's not preaching anything else. But the eagerness I'm pointing to, is that not the pride that you're saying is negative? Because he made no mention of what of God giving him the eagerness.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. This is where I would say, for myself, as remember when we talked pride, we said it leads to self-exaltation.
Right.
I am above. If I as perhaps Netamba, when I gotta say. And for this reason, I am eager. I am eager to preach the gospel. I am not exhorting myself. I am simply explaining that for this reason, I am very enthusiastic about preaching the gospel. So in that sense, I still don't consider it a negative, but rather showing his enthusiasm for the gospel.
Okay, so there's a message there I want to read to you, but I need to edit it out because I think this person is taking shots at me, but I believe there's some substance in what this person is saying. Okay, so this person is saying, I can do all things through Christ, that's confidence, but still not self-confidence. And then they say, more like God-fidence.
Yes. I think we had made that statement before. That's confidence in Christ.
Yes.
When it comes to that part of the scripture,
Right.
It shows whenever confidence is linked in the Bible,
Right.
it seems to be linked in what God can do
Right.
for us,
And then
rather than what we can do outside of God.
Right. And then they go on to say, so the argument here is about the definition of the word pride. Are you agreeing, Mfundisi?
Yes, it could be. It could be, because remember the statement, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Comes from an angle of confidence.
Yeah.
But another person might look at it and assume it's pride.
Yeah.
So again, it can be a definition.
Right.
Of the word pride.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you saying self-confidence is a good thing, Mfundisi?
Self-confidence, particularly when it involves Christ, is a very good thing. Yes, if Christ is the one who's giving you the ability, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Let me make this example. Let's say kwabonakele, no one has ever done perhaps Christo. I don't know. I'm trying to look for something
yes.
that no one has ever done, but it's not coming to my mind.
Okay.
And I say, I am confident. It sounds like self-confidence.
Right.
That God will give me the ability
yes.
to do it when everyone is telling me I cannot do it.
Yeah.
So that might sound like self-confidence, but because God is involved, it is not confidence in myself, actually. It is confidence in God's ability to enable me.
Then why do we not say that, Mfundisi? Why do we not say God is going to do it? Why do we say self? Why do we involve self? That's what I'm trying to establish, that the idea of self-confidence
okay.
and not confidence in God is what is at
yes.
issue for me. Are we not perhaps, when we speak of self-confidence, self-aggrandizing?
And that is why when we began, I said, when we look at the Bible, confidence is linked to God, not to self. If whenever you read the Bible, Paul says, I can do it because God enables me to do it.
Yeah.
It's always linked to, and so it would then say that from a Christian perspective, we need to have a Christian perspective, even of the word self-confidence or of confidence.
Yeah.
When I'm saying I'm self-confident, what am I confident in?
Self.
Because from a biblical perspective, confidence is always linked with God. So
that's the issue for this. I need us to be very clear about that. That's the very issue. The person here who sent the question is talking about self-confidence, not confidence in God.
Yeah. And so.
No,
and so this is what I would.
Go ahead.
This is what I'm. Okay. This is what I'm submitting. That we need to therefore have a Christian perspective of self-confidence. That is not the. Or perhaps we need to redefine. I don't know which words to put it.
But why don't we accept the definition there is, Mfundisi? The definition there is in the English lexicon of self-confidence is not confidence in God. It's confidence in the self. Why do we deal
with.
Yeah, so it's not confidence in God. Self-confidence is self-defining, and it speaks of the confidence we have in the self, not in God.
That is not a problem. My issue is that now we are trying to look for it from a biblical perspective, and
yes.
from a biblical perspective, it will always be confidence in God and not confidence
Absolutely.
In self.
Absolutely. So self-confidence does not arise in the biblical sense.
Unless we're going to have a conversation outside the biblical perspective, then
yes.
I would say outside of the biblical perspective, self-confidence is good in terms of you taking risks and doing things that you would not necessarily do.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my conversation outside the biblical context. But if I bring it to the biblical context, it's only related to confidence in God.
Yes. So in the spiritual and the biblical context, self-confidence is a bad thing. You need to have confidence in God, not in the self.
In the biblical perspective, self-confidence is linked to God.
Where?
I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's linked to God.
You can't be self-confidence and still God confidence. It's either self-confidence or God confidence, not both.
Remember the verse we read. It says, "I can do all things." That sounds like self-confidence.
That's the issue, Mfundisi. If we were to read it only to say I can do all things, that would be self-confidence. But to say through Christ, the full statement is not just I can do all things, which is self-confidence. Yeah. Once you're going to say what I'm doing through Christ, it's no longer self, it's Christ. So the doer here is Christ doing it through you, and that's the issue. My issue is here in that statement that says I can do all things through Christ tells us that the self is no longer doing it. Because without Christ, you, the self, can't do it. But the moment you're going to say self and you don't involve Christ, there's another issue. And right now, our question, the inquirer is saying self-confidence. You're not saying confidence through Christ.
As I've mentioned previously, self-confidence is not a biblical or something that's mentioned biblically.
Right.
Confidence is mentioned biblically, and that confidence is normally linked to Christ. So if we were to argue self-confidence, we'd have to remove the biblical aspect of it.
Okay.
And argue from a human perspective.
A lexical perspective,
if it's a wrong trait or if it's a positive trait.
Right.
But from my perspective, now this, I again will put this disclaimer.
Yeah.
From my perspective, as long as it is not pride.
Yeah.
As long as it does not lead to self-exaltation.
Yeah.
It is possible. Because we need a level of confidence in self to be able to do certain things. Because other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, we might not be able to even begin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's leave it there, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Interesting stuff as always. Let's pick it up again tomorrow, next same time, same place. Have a wonderful day, Father Mfundisi.
Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.